Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, like he does each and every week on a Kim LaVoie Judgment Day, is David Bakhtiari, Packers offensive tackle. First things first, I don't know if you saw the news or heard about the news, but the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame announced today that they're going to induct former general manager Ted Thompson into the 49th Hall of Fame induction ceremony May 4th of next year. Do you guys on the current team ever talk about coming back for any of these Hall of Fame ceremonies to support previous players from the past, or how does that all work with you guys?
I haven't, but obviously, you know, I've been earlier on in my career, so I think as I get older, definitely will be very fortunate to see a couple of teammates and people that I've, you know, grown close to over the years who do get that recognition.
What about Ted?
I mean, if I'm around, absolutely I will. I mean, and I will actually even make an effort on that end because, frankly, I wouldn't be in Green Bay without him. I owe that guy a tremendous amount of, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for him, and honestly, I owe him a lot. He's the one who drafted me. He's the one who ended up, you know, also wanting to re-sign me.
I don't think we've ever had this conversation, so... Well, let's have it now. How did that whole draft process work with you and Ted Thompson, the Packers scouting department, as far as the interaction that you had with those guys leading up to the draft and whether or not you thought it was actually going to end up with you in Green Bay?
So it's a little bit of a funny story. So leading up to the draft, I didn't know what team was really going to come after me. All I had was an official interview at the combine with them. Other than that, really didn't have any other means of communication. And I ended up slipping out of the second to third round. I thought I was going to be a second or third rounder. My agent, everyone thought that. So then going into day four, I asked my agent who he thought, who they thought would be taking me. He goes, honestly, it's a crapshoot at this point. So I was on a ride, and then I saw the area code shoot up. It was Green Bay, so I picked up the phone. There was one interaction. So it started with Ted Thompson. I talked to Mark Murphy, talked to Coach McCarthy, and then also obviously the offensive line coach. But one conversation that me and Ted had that I always remember was, you know, he asked me if I have his back. And very cliche of me and very, you know, kind of young and just kind of like, oh, this will be a good story. I just said, not only do I have your back, but I have Aaron Rodgers' back. Now, lo and behold, now today I really do – have Aaron Rodgers back, and I've had it for quite a long time. But, you know, back then I just had the confidence of just saying, you know, wanted to let him know that he's not going to be disappointed with the choice that in taking me. And then when he asked me if I have his back, I just reiterated that I'm going to take care of, make sure I take care of you and with this draft pick and also take care of Aaron.
That official interview that you had earlier, that was at the combine, right?
Yeah. So that it was about, you know, I walk into the room with them, the whole organization pretty much in the room, and they have like 15 minutes with me.
And you're just going from room to room with whatever room keys they tell you to go to. I don't think people understand like how nerve-wracking that whole process is for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the NFL Combine is not as roses and daisies as everyone thinks it is. It's kind of like a four-day just killer process trying to really wear the person down. And you see, you know, you hear stories of people kind of freak out, and I can see why. I've seen people, you know, I had a very clean medical history, so I was in and out of the hospital real quick. I heard people had 16, 18-hour days.
Oh, God.
Sitting in MRI tubes, the x-ray, everything, all this blood work. I mean, and these are all different teams. Each different team wants to get an MRI. Thankfully, no team asked for to do an MRI with me, so I just did x-rays and I was out.
Every year go ahead, David.
Sorry, you have that whole process in the medical eval. Then you have, like, I had to do, like, 4 to 6 psychological evals, which take, like, an hour or two at a time. And then... you have to meet, you know, you're staying up till almost 2 a.m., waking up at 5:30, 6 o'clock. You have a drug test one of the days you're there. You're sleeping and rooming with someone that you have no idea who they are. Mine was, I forget the guy's name, but yeah, I know he went to, like, BYU, who's a fellow offensive lineman. And then all you guys really see is just, you know, when we hit the field, when we're running around. Like, there's this whole bullpen. They call this place the bullpen, where it's all the NFL teams and all the, like, assistant coaches, like O-line coaches and quarterback coaches, and they are holding their own little interviews. So you have your official interview in an actual room, and then they have this place called the bullpen where people are just pulled around like crazy. It's like hey, is anyone talking to you? No, here, let me pull you. What's your name? And then they just kind of get to know you and see if they can find anything they like, they can bring back to their team, be like, hey, I don't know if you caught this kid, but I really liked him, you know, this, that, the other.
Every year you hear the analogy or the comparison when the combine is going on of you guys being treated as cattle, just led from one place to another, poked and prodded and tested to make sure that everything is okay for when you go, quote unquote, on the market. Do you feel like a piece of meat as you're being led through this process for 4 days?
That is the most accurate thing you could say, and probably, I mean, at one point, I remember laying on a bed in this, it was this doctor's office. It was when we were doing some, these other medical evals in this room. So you have to go to six different rooms. They basically have six doctors per room for every team. And then you're sitting in these seats with all these other linemen, all these other players. And then they call your name. They say, David Bakhtiari. And then they list every single medical problem that you've had in your college career, everything you've ever broken or anything. And then once they're done announcing who you are and what's wrong with you, you lay down on this bed in just your spandex, and then all these doctors come over to you and start pulling. Like at one point I had a different doctor for every limb asking me, oh, does this hurt? Does this hurt when I move it over here?
Oh my God.
Like touching and poking me. And I'm just sitting there like, this is totally normal. This is what everyone does to get their job.
Oh my goodness. So let's fast forward. So now you play very well, obviously, and now we start talking about an extension. At that point then, did you have any conversations with Ted as far as the extension process, or were you completely out of that communication with Ted?
No, I let my agent handle it. I think there's time and place for that. I just, when I signed, I just went up to him. We kind of did it very covert style in Jacksonville before the game, because we basically wanted to, our deadline was the day. Basically, if I played the football game, was the deadline. So we got it done before then. I just shook his hand, and he just said, for the respect of the team and the players, let's wait to let this news get out on Monday. Let's let the game and everyone in the game. Like, I respect it, so I didn't say anything until after, obviously after the game.
Talking with Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari, as we do every Tuesday at 4:35 here on the Wendy's Big Show. Let's get into Sunday's game a little bit, David. We talked to you last week after the Rams game, and you said that was probably as good a defensive front as you guys had faced all year. According to ESPN Stats and Info, Aaron Rodgers pressured, that means sacked or under duress, 19 times in that game against the Patriots Sunday night, the most in a game this season. They don't have those household names or first-round picks like the Rams might up front, but they throw some things at you that you're not necessarily used to seeing, don't they, David?
Yeah, I mean, their scheme's great. I mean, I'm not going to discredit their players. They got some good players over there. I think, the head coach, the quarterback, and, their scheme kind of get a lot of the notoriety. But they got some good players over there. Obviously, having Brian go down and the heightened of the game definitely can add some stressors. I mean, they bought an array of blitzes and things that, were tough for the line, the quarterback, and the running backs, and whoever else, obviously tight ends a couple times during the protection that were tough on everybody. So they were able to have some success. But, I mean, out of 19, and I don't know how many times, I think we passed it over 40-something times. So that means, he had to 25 there pretty good. So
how are you feeling?
Not number one.
I mean, you look at your rush numbers, especially with Aaron Jones, and they're averaging over 6 yards a carry or whatever in that game. I mean, you guys are really doing a hell of a job run blocking and creating some space for him and Jamal Williams so far this season.
Yeah, I think we've had some good success in the run game. That's for sure.
Yeah, you don't do it nearly enough. I said it, not you. the other thing about this, and I don't know if you heard this today or not, but the Packers, Geronimo Allison looks like he's on injured reserve, out for like 8 weeks, according to Ian Rapoport. The other thing that came out through Packers press release is that they released Jermaine Whitehead from the team and activated cornerback Will Redmond to the active roster. Did you see that coming? Because I got to be honest, we didn't see it coming.
No, but I think people can allude to the reasons as to why. You got to be smart. You got to understand your position, not only in the game, but also on this team and on the roster. And there's certain things, there's certain leashes that certain players are granted, and you just got to know how long your leash is.
Talking with David Buck. Oh, sorry, David, go ahead.
Sorry. I hate to say it, but that's the brash reality of our business, and, you know, you just got to be smart.
It seems like it's more of a reality with this general manager than maybe it was with Ted.
I mean, I'm all for it. This is what this business is. It's a you got to produce, and there's going to come a point in time where even myself, Aaron, eventually they're going to make a choice that I won't agree with, but it's a tough business. You got to understand it.
Talking with David Bakhtiari, Packers left tackle, here on the Wendy's Big Show for a few more minutes. And speaking of that locker room and the leash that's allowed to certain guys in that organization, we talked last week about everything that went down with Ty Montgomery and the anonymous people within the Packers organization who spoke out about Ty after that. And you had some strong words here on the Big Show. We thank you for keeping it FCC compliant when you were on the air here with us. But in talking to some reporters in the locker room, you were a little bit even more outspoken about it, and it was not FCC compliant. You said it was BS that some people were speaking out about teammates and not putting their name on it. Was that something that was discussed either amongst you, the players, or a message that was sent by Mike McCarthy or somebody else on the coaching staff that type of stuff needs to stop within the Packers organization?
I mean, it's been said in the past that we didn't address it. That's just something that that's something I believe in, and I believe strongly in. You know, we're a team. We're an organization. We all stand together, and anytime you have people, if you're unhappy with any situation among a teammate or a brother, when we are, you know, all working together for the same goal, and you feel that outspoken about it, I feel you should say it to their face or say it and put your name on it so that person knows. Because then, I mean, honestly, I see it as you're being a coward. And I have no problem holding that back, because anytime that if I do have an issue, I'll say it to the person's face, or I will not be an anonymous source. I will never be an anonymous source. I can tell you that.
So we can't go to you for anonymous quotes then, David Bakhtiari, here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You can join the line of rejection that has happened in my 6 years.
But I respect that, man. I really do. I think that if you're, especially about a teammate, if you're going to speak out and you're going to have criticism or critique of that guy, yeah, either say it to his face or put your name on it, as they say, when they print it in the paper or we play it on a show like this right here on the Wendy's Big Show, where David Bakhtiari joins us every Tuesday at 4:35. And David, always appreciate it, man. Good luck this Sunday, and we'll talk again next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
David Bakhtiari joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, which is then... Oh, did I not do that?
Way to go.
When David Bakhtiari joins us...
You. Not McGinn.
Yeah, he did. Is the Beauforting Beer Tap Line.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.